You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvaney ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets, even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556, or you can receive this free report online by going to ICA.gold. That's ICA.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Indeed, in the Crossbreed Holster Studios with you. How the heck are you? Make sure to head over to crossbreedholsters.com and check out the discounts being offered on the website for all of the fine products. I was carrying in a Super Tuck virtually all day today. The Glock 19X, which I love. Haters, I love my Glock 19X. Love it. Love the 17 grip. Love the 19 slide. Love the gun. And I know there's a lot of people out there that would have liked to have seen it reversed, the 19 grip, the 17 slide. And that's fine. That's good for you. That's what I love about living in a free country, baby. We can talk about these things. But I love the gun. It's been my, ever since I've gotten it, I haven't carried my 17. I've found myself carrying the 19X. I happen to love the gun. And I'm not the big fanboy either, all right? I've got some issues with other Glocks, too, that I don't particularly care about. The 36, I pulled on a couple people a number of years ago, and I'm glad I didn't have to pull the trigger. It wasn't my favorite gun. And there's lots of reasons. I'm not going to go on bashing anything, but I did have problems with the spring on that gun, and just I didn't trust it for the first time. That was the only Glock I never trusted. Never went back to it either, but love the Glock 19X, so there you go. I say that because I watched a whole bunch of hating videos today when I was just doing some research earlier in the day, and I got to thinking, man, that's crazy, man. The gun shoots like a champ. Love it, love it, love it. I covered a number of stories over the week on the daytime show, and I kept going back to Dick's Sporting Goods, and I also went back to Cuomo and his latest attempt to trash the Second Amendment and Hornady's response to it, because I think these are two, they're part and parcel together, because you have elements of the firearms community telling an anti-gun individual or state, in this case, through the individual as the governor, in this case Cuomo, to go pound salt, we're not going to support you anymore. That was in New York State with what Hornady did. More about that with A.W.R. Hawkins in just a second. But then there was Dick's Sporting Goods. And the reason I spent time with this during the week was because I'm sensing a trend. And it's about damn time the firearms industry, as a community, steps up and says, enough. We are no longer playing tiddlywinks with you. Because you see, the firearms industry knows that they have the most loyal customers on planet Earth. Don't believe me? Ask Yeti coolers. Speaking of Yeti, I haven't posted the photo yet, but to add insult to injury, I was carrying around my Arctic cooler with my Yeti strap, letting Yeti bear the weight of the Arctic cooler out on the boat this weekend. It was wonderful. I actually had a couple people make comments about that, too. See, I'm not the only one. Some people get that stuff, but that was fun. We'll see what A.W.R. Hawkins thinks about that in a second, too. But nonetheless, this is one loyal base, which is why what Dix is doing makes no sense unless, I don't know, they should have just said we're getting out of the gun business altogether. They thought they could pit one against the other and still make money over here while screwing you over here. And it doesn't work that way with this crowd, with my crowd, with you. It doesn't work that way. We walk from you. We walk permanently. I don't care what you do again. We're never coming back. Dix is finding that out. And now we're starting to see that from the firearms industry itself. High Point Firearms becoming the latest. MKS Supply cutting ties with Dick's Sporting Goods. And I also mentioned on the daytime show Ruger. You haven't seen a whole bunch about that out there. But Sturm Ruger, in a piece that was out by NPR, stated they will track gun violence after the shareholders back an activist resolution. We're going to talk about that with AWR Hawkins. But the last line of that NPR piece says, after Dick's Sporting Goods recently said it would pull assault-style rifles and higher-capacity magazines from its shelves and destroy them rather than return them to their makers, Ruger issued a statement saying, quote, we are disappointed by their recent actions, adding that Ruger firearms won't be in Dick's stores. So there you have it from that piece. I haven't confirmed that with Ruger. We'll see if AWR Hawkins has done that. But this is a big story. Because this is the firearms community saying, guess what? We don't need you. We don't need you, New York. We don't need you, Dix. And guess what? Anybody else want to be the next Dix? We don't need you either. Because what's going to happen is we're going to go somewhere else and support the mom and pop shop. And our sales are going to rise because we don't need you. Meanwhile, your stock is going to continue to fall. That's what's getting ready to happen. We've already seen that Dix stock down about 6% more through March. And April, and coming into, I think it's an overall drop of about 38% over. They're having problems there. This certainly doesn't help. AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. This has got to be the most goofy, stupidest CEO business plan I've ever seen to admit publicly that the decisions I'm making as CEO are not going to be popular with our customers in our stores and will have a direct impact on our sales, which will directly impact our bottom line. We know that. But I'm going to do it anyway, even though the company is publicly traded and his single responsibility to answer to the board of directors and as the CEO of this company is to make money for the stock. Can you give me any indication of why they're doing this?
Oh, no. I mean, they're just leftists. Leftists don't do things that are rational. They do things to fit their agenda, and that's it. This guy's driving this company in the ground, but you know how a good leftist works. They would rather destroy a good thing rather than see a good thing be pro-gun. So that's just how it is. I don't think any of this was lost on him. I bet he's not even surprised. But leftists are, by and large, ignorant people driven by an agenda, and this CEO is just such a person.
Yeah, and I'm glad you're covering this thing, too. You know, I'm curious to find out, can you confirm anything about Ruger, what I just said? The only place I've seen that was the NPR piece at the bottom sentence, and it was not a quote from Ruger, but NPR saying they put out a statement.
I never saw that statement. I've looked for it. I was turned on to that same piece. I've looked for it based on that NPR statement.
Okay.
I can't find anything. And I would expect, though, this week we're going to see two or three other gun makers pop up and say, look, we're done. And perhaps Ruger will be one of those. Who knows?
Yeah, it's possible that something's been done internally. NPR got a wind of this thing, but it hasn't been put out there. We're going to continue to follow. It's a big story. New York, let's transition to New York quick. Hornady, Steve Hornady, and I want to make a correction. I had mentioned on the daytime show, and I had a couple very astute listeners call me on this and say, hey, dude, you need to make a correction. You mentioned that the CEO of the company, Steve Hornady, was the founder. He's not. His father was the founder shortly after World War II, Joyce Hornady. So thank you for telling me that. There's your correction. We needed to get that out. I appreciate it. But the head of Hornady, Steve Hornady, the son of the founder, now that we got that right, told New York State to go pound salt. And he did that. That's you're talking one of the largest ammunition manufacturers and suppliers to law enforcement agencies, not just in the United States, but around the world, from what I understand. Telling them, hey, we don't want your business in New York. We're not going to take it. We're sick and tired of you coming after the firearms community, and we're going to take a stand. AWR, that is a huge story that I don't think is getting enough play. It is in our circles, but it needs to be out there for the general public to know.
Right. Well, the thing is, I've noticed if you look at New York, if you look at Dick's, if you look at a number of things, it seems I've noticed that over the past perhaps months, not years so much, but months, there is the firearm manufacturers and gun industry personnel are far more grassroots at the top level. And it used to be at the bottom level. It was the NRA member. It was the Gun Owners of America member. It was the Second Amendment Foundation member. And those members are still active. But now, literally, as you say, we have CEOs of major ammunition companies. We have gun companies cutting ties with retailers who are anti-gun. We have activism at all levels. And it is a fine answer, in my opinion. It is a fine answer to these hippies and freaks on the left who march in the street, walk out of school, and do whatever they do. They don't even understand the laws they push. This is a fine answer, and I love to see it.
I do, too, and I'm hopeful because this community, I think I'm right. In fact, I know I'm right because I've seen evidence of it over the years. But this community, the gun-owning public, whether activists or not, maybe you're driving down the road listening to us talk about this right now. I'll take this to the break, and then I'll go and I want to read you Hornady's exact statement about New York. And I want to ask A.W.R. Hawkins about the law enforcement response to that, if there's been one, or I just want to set up a hypothetical because I see these questions from you. Are you hurting law enforcement and possibly harming law enforcement by pulling out? I'll answer that for you now. No, but we'll tell you why after the break. But to see the industry pull together, and again, I'm right, you're going to see more people buy Mossberg shotguns because they pulled out of Dick's. And you're going to see them do it at local grassroots level, at the stores, right down the mom and pop down the street from you. That's what's getting ready to happen. In fact, it already is. I've gotten pictures of people who have bought them. Back with A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News right after this. Armed American Radio listener, I've got an amazing opportunity for you to win an expensive new gun, but you have to act fast. The USCCA is giving my lucky listeners, that's you, five chances to win $1,000 to buy an expensive new Kimber Micro with extra ammo to go with it. It's their mission to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans just like you and just like me. And as a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, I'm also a proud member of the USCCA. You know that. I'm member number 32. Plus, they love giving away free guns. It's as simple as that. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your five free chances to win right now. That's it, and it's completely free. Don't miss your chance to win $1,000 for your very own Kimber and all the ammo you need. These are some of the finest handguns out there, and they include laser grips, but they are gone on the 25th, so you have to hurry, or you're going to miss out. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now for your five chances to win. You can enter in seconds. It's 100% free, but ends soon. Head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter before it's too late. That's armedandresponsible.com.
Boondocks Firearms Training Academy, located just outside Jackson, Mississippi, is the finest firearms training facility in the Southeast. We offer a wide range of courses, including beginner, intermediate, and advanced handgun courses with low light and force-on-force scenarios in our state-of-the-art shoot house. Other classes include defensive shotgun and rifle, active shooter, hand-to-hand, lethal force simulator, and more. Visit us at boondocksfta.com. Use promo code AAR when you book your training and save 10%.
You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvaney ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets, even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556, or you can receive this free report online by going to ICA.gold. That's ICA.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
You hear that? That's Carl training. Carl's doing dry fire practice. Training that all-important trigger finger. Dry fire practice? Yeah, you've tried that once. It was boring as... How can Carl stand this? But Carl doesn't just stand it. Carl loves it. Carl uses a Mantis X sensor to track muzzle movement and see exactly what he's doing, right or wrong, for every single shot right there on his phone. Carl's no dummy. He knows that having instant feedback is the best way to train, and Mantis X is the only system to provide real-time feedback for both live and dry practice. So when Carl is at the range, even at 100 yards, he's still hitting the gong. Get one at MantisX.com with the code AAR for free shipping. Train smarter.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
All right. Five of you are going to get that check for $1,000. Visit armedandresponsible.com to buy that Kimber Micro and get the extra ammo from the USCCA. It's free. It all ends next Friday. This promotion ends next Friday. As I said in the previous hour, I got an email from someone just a couple days ago that won the Gun A Day giveaway. So it could be you. It's not the first one I've gotten. If you win it, mark at armedamericanradio.org and let me know. I'll probably read that email, in fact, in the next hour when George the Mad Ogre Hill is here. But it's completely free, armedandresponsible.com. Instantly lock in 5 free chances to win that $1,000 to buy that gun. Takes just a couple seconds. This promotion ends next Friday. So make sure to take advantage of it, armedandresponsible.com. Let's go back to AWR Hawkins. AWR, let's go to Hornady for just a second. When you're pulling ammunition, Hornady's president came out and said, look, I'm done with this. This is the worst, most egregious thing we've ever seen. This is absolutely not going to fly, I'm paraphrasing. And we're not going to do business with any of your state agencies. Well, I'm going to presume that that would also include the state police, for example. So then you've got people out there that say, yeah, but I understand their position, but you know, now we're getting into the business of maybe harming, you know, law enforcement officers who put their lives on the line every day. And my response to that is no. The state of New York is doing that harm, not Hornady. Hornady has no responsibility to do it. As far as I'm concerned, they can make all the ammo they want in New York. The state can go into the ammo business, and it might just get some of those top cops to contact their officials and say, you know what, guys, cut the crap. What do you think?
Right. No, you're exactly right. It'd be like saying that it's the parents' fault that the kid got spanked. I mean, you know. The kids' behavior caused that. And the anti-gun sentiment in New York and among officials in New York, they asked for this. So, yeah, you don't blame Hordney for this. You're thankful that they had the stones to take a stand and say, guess what, we're out. We're not going to play this game.
Here's what Steve Hornady, the president of Hornady, said. Today, the state of New York did one of the most despicable acts ever perpetrated by any state by asking New York banks, financial institutions, and insurance companies to stop doing business with the gun and ammo industry. While it may not make a difference to New York, Hornady will not knowingly allow our ammunition to be sold to the government of the state of New York or any New York agencies. Their actions are a blatant and disgusting abuse of office, and we won't be associated with a government that acts like that. They should be ashamed. Steve Hornady, president of Hornady Manufacturing. You will see other companies follow suit. In fact, AWR, you wrote a piece about the National Rifle Association taking action in New York on this very topic, didn't you?
Right, yeah. They filed a suit on Friday, and I loved it. You know, they filed a suit basically saying, alleging a blacklisting campaign on the part of Cuomo and his financial regulator. By his, I mean the state's financial regulator. And, you know, you look at NRA's carry guard, it was pronounced illegal in the state. People that had carry guard insurance, their policies were canceled by the state. And the underwriters of the policies were fined millions of dollars. And so the NRA's argument is, look, this is just a backdoor campaign to scare banks out of doing business with the NRA. And so they see it as a First Amendment issue, and that's what they're going after.
What kind of person, what kind of governor, what kind of state official or insurance regulator or regulatory board made up of New York citizens would go after a law-abiding, lawful, constitutionally protected business that has elements in its own state that pay significant taxes in that tax-burdened state, all right, and harm potential job growth and employment by doing this? What kind of person, what kind of governor does this?
Right. Well, Cuomo does it. You know, I hate to say it, nothing he does shocks me. He's one of those people. Cuomo is a Bloomberg. Cuomo is a Shannon Watts. Cuomo is a Brady campaign. Cuomo is a Hillary Clinton. And nothing any of those groups or individuals do shocks me. They are not limited by reality, and they just fly off the cuff, say whatever they need to say to push their agenda, do whatever they need to do. So nothing shocks me. Cuomo is proof of what you get if you live in a state where one big city controls
That's right.
a statewide election. Cuomo's proof of the danger that poses.
That is absolute proof, evidence right there enough of why we need an electoral college, quite frankly, by the way, too, on a much, much smaller scale. I think you understand where I'm going with it. But it absolutely is when you've got Manhattan and the boroughs and the 10 to 12 million people in that area literally controlling the outcome. Look, upstate New York, you're listening on a number of radio stations right now. Man, I love you guys. I know a lot of people that have New York State permits and have known people who have had New York State permits for a long time. You guys live in a very red area. You got problems down to your southeast that have got to be corrected. Now, if you don't think this is just a political move by Cuomo, here's what he said in response to the NRA statement that the NRA attorney said the fines were the culmination, quoting, of years of political activism by Cuomo against the NRA and gun rights organizations. Here's what Cuomo, how he described the NRA suit as a, quote, futile and desperate attempt to advance its dangerous agenda to sell more guns. If you think for 1 second that it's not political for Cuomo, that says it all. You're laughing. How come?
Just for what you're saying. I mean, he's on the dog whistle constantly. And for people, I'm sure everybody knows, but for people who don't, a dog whistle is a phrase that a activist group will use to call out other activists. And that's what he does. When he starts talking about the NRA, selling more guns, that's their agenda, yada, yada, yada. He's using his little tidbits of phraseology to call out the activists and to get them to stand with him. And I just laugh at him. I laugh at all of them because they're losing. That may not seem like they're losing in New York. You think, wow, they have a lot of gun control. I'm not sure they're losing. They're getting all the laws they want. Yeah, maybe so, but they're losing on the national level. Anybody who doubts me can look. It was just last week that even the most liberal of outlets admitted all of this blue wave we hear about, the Republicans are going to be wiped out in 2018. It's all gone. It's all gone because Trump's winning, and I believe on large scale or large part, he's winning because he has stood so strong for the Second Amendment. The momentum of him coming out of that NRA speech is unbelievable. And then he gave a speech in Elkhart, Indiana last week that was incredible on the Second Amendment.
Right.
And if he keeps doing that, then you can go ahead and write it down. Democrats are going to be crying the day after the November election.
Yeah, the vast majority of those polls are also the same polls that told you that Hillary Clinton was going to be your president at this point in time. So make sure that you keep that in mind. When we come back, we've got some happy ending stories that AWR's written, and we've also got Ashley Judd, Morgan Freeman doing some dopey stuff. We have a Georgia school board right down the road from me voting unanimously to arm teachers, and it's fun to talk about. So we're going to just cover it all up, get it all done for you
in the next two segments remaining with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. Don't go away. We'll be right back after this covering some of these stories for you.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Armed American Radio listener, I've got an amazing opportunity for you to win an expensive new gun, but you have to act fast. The USCCA is giving my lucky listeners, that's you, five chances to win $1,000 to buy an expensive new Kimber Micro with extra ammo to go with it. It's their mission to train, protect, and ensure responsibly armed Americans just like you and just like me. And as a strong supporter of the Second Amendment, I'm also a proud member of the USCCA. You know that. I'm member number 32. Plus, they love giving away free guns. It's as simple as that. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to lock in your five free chances to win right now. That's it, and it's completely free. Don't miss your chance to win $1,000 for your very own Kimber and all the ammo you need. These are some of the finest handguns out there, and they include laser grips, but they are gone on the 25th, so you have to hurry, or you're going to miss out. Simply go to armedandresponsible.com right now for your five chances to win. You can enter in seconds. It's 100% free, but ends soon. Head over to armedandresponsible.com to enter before it's too late. That's armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com, and I'll see you on the radio. Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. Oh, love that stuff. I got so many emails from you
buying the My Pillows. I got one last week from a guy. I can't remember his name. I apologize for not having it pulled up. But he said he got a tax refund for a couple hundred bucks for the first year in a lot of years. And he said he couldn't think of anybody better to spend it on than Armed American Radio product. So he bought some My Pillows. He donated some, I think, to the Second Amendment Foundation and had a hoot with it. Love it. MyPillow.com, promo code AAR. Don't forget our other sponsors, armedamericanradio.com. Go down to the bottom. You'll see them scrolling across the bottom. Use the promo code AAR at warfightertobacco.com. Warfightertobacco.com. Use the promo code AAR. Take 10% off and celebrate with class and style with a veteran-owned company making handmade premium cigars, accessories, like all the cutters and their coffee. The Warfighter Joe coffee is fantastic. I drink it all the time. Had a cup today. Had two cups today, as a matter of fact. All right? WarfighterTobacco.com, promo code AAR, unleash the warfighter in you. AWR Hawkins, let's go. You want to have some fun and go over to a happy ending story first?
Sure.
Coroner, man kidnaps ex-girlfriend, dies after she shoots him. That pretty much says it all.
Yeah, that's almost the whole article, to be honest with you. It's glorious. He put a gun to her, made her drive the car, and they got low on gas. When they pulled over to get gas, she took the gun away from him and shot him and killed him. That is awesome. And so I really believe that wasn't part of his plan, Mark.
Think it was either. I think the way you're saying it, it's great. I love the storytelling.
I think things took a wrong turn, and he you would love to know, did he see it coming? Did he realize that it was over? I always wonder that. What are those last seconds like? Does he know? Okay, I bit off more than I could chew here. But anyway, he's room temperature, and she's good to go, so that's what matters.
And that's the Second Amendment in action. It's the ability. And in this case, she didn't have her own gun. She took it away. So you got to kind of be a little careful. What this is just good triumphing over evil is what this is. This is an individual who was able to take a gun away from somebody and use it to defend her life immediately. And you're right. You got to wonder, what's the final thought?
Uh-oh.
It's probably a little bit more colorful than that.
Right.
But that's probably the bottom line, right? Is a big, giant, oh, no.
Right.
This shouldn't have happened. Let's go ahead.
You know, you have to also think her mentality, her ability to see what she had to do and get it done is pretty impressive.
You know, I wrote a book about stuff like this, AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News, and it, when people find themselves in a life and death situation, everything changes. Most people don't realize what they're capable of. And I know you know that because you've written about this stuff for so long. You see it every day when you put pen to paper or finger to keypad. You see the same thing. Does it shock you to see good people in a terrible situation like this with life on the line be able to turn the tables?
It doesn't shock me. I'll tell you what, though, now it does get my attention when it's a woman doing it. And I don't say that to denigrate women at all. It's just that men often especially if they've had a relationship, the man has spent the relationship figuring out ways to dominate and manipulate. And so here she is, her ex-boyfriend now has her kidnapped, but she's able to see her way clear, take that gun away and kill him. And it just, kudos to her and amazing job on her part.
Yeah, it's a powerful statement. It truly is a powerful statement. I would love to see law enforcement commentary after that. And in some cases, we do. In some cases, we have a vocal sheriff who steps up to the microphones and says, look, if this is the way you want to act, this is the way you're going to wind up. And sometimes we see that. In a case like this, I would have loved to have seen that because that's the stuff that the mainstream media never wants to cover. They don't want to cover that sheriff saying, hey, great work for killing this guy with a gun. Cuomo doesn't want you to hear that stuff, all right? So he'll actively keep that from getting to you if at all possible. All right, school calls police on student who made a gun with Legos. Man, are you kidding me?
Now, I'll tell you the worst part of this is school defends decision to call police. That's the worst part. So they called police on the kid. No, they didn't reveal the kid's age. The school, though, has students from pre-K through 8th, so he falls somewhere in there, but he made a gun out of Legos and then pointed it at somebody, so they called the police on him. I mean, this is so stupid. So this kid's going to have a mark. He's going to have, I guess, some type of record as he travels through school now. It's ridiculous. And these people are so out of touch with reality. You know, what else are you going to build with Legos? I know you're going to build a building. You might build a car. But, hey, maybe you will build a gun. Hey, maybe you'll build an airplane. Who knows? But whatever you build, if it's a plane, guess what? It can't fly. It's not real. So somehow these people are going to have to come to grips with reality.
Yeah, school leaders and local police partners were able to investigate and resolve. Listen to this. We're able to you got to go back to the beginning of this. School leaders and local police partners, which suggests probably more than one agency, were able to investigate and resolve the issue internally with use of restorative practices. Appropriate steps were taken at the school level to ensure the safety of all students and to impress upon the students the seriousness of engaging in positive peer interactions while avoiding conduct that may pose risk or concern to others. All children need to feel safe and secure within the learning environment, and we all have a role to play to make that happen. This is the dopiest, knee-jerk, weak-kneed, I can't even say the word, that I can't tell you what kind of hats they wear at rallies they go to, lest I get in trouble. This is ridiculous. When we're talking about steps being taken to ensure the safety, it was Legos.
It doesn't even have a mechanism. A bunch of blocks. And, you know, it's silly. But they'll ruin a kid's life over it because they have to teach us that there is zero tolerance. And which I think is funny because the left presents itself as the tolerant bunch who are in rebellion against the intolerant right. And it's just the opposite. The left tolerates everything except what they won't tolerate. That's the bottom line.
This was New Haven, by the way, Connecticut. New Haven, Connecticut, down along the coast, you know, where Yale is. Oh, yeah. Safe spaces for 6th grade, 7th grade, and 8th grade. Good heavens, it just never, ever stops. Now, we've got a really important topic to cover with AWR Hawkins, but I want to save that for the next segment, and that's Oklahoma governor vetoing the constitutional carry bill up there. Oklahoma, you're listening now. We're going to go into great detail about that and why this could have happened. I want to get into this a little bit, into the weeds and with AWR and analyze it without being interrupted by the break. That's an important veto. We want to find out what's going on up there. Is there enough to override it? I don't know. We'll go through some of these numbers with AWR Hawkins when we come back. But take us to the break with Ashley Judd and Morgan Freeman signing a letter. Don't you love this? Demanding Bank of America revoke a loan to Remington Arms. Who does Ashley Judd and Morgan Freeman actually think they are? That they would that they can demand Bank of America do anything except give them a loan?
Right. You know, I'll say of Ashley Judd, she's so washed up. To call her washed up is to insult people who are washed up. She's so past it. She has no career. She has become a political activist who screams about being a dirty woman. So she's an embarrassment. Morgan Freeman, to be honest with you, kind of shocked me. He has seemed to me somewhat level-headed through the years, but I guess he's been tricking me all along. So yeah, Bank of America is gonna fulfill their pledge on a $43 million loan to Remington. Seems to me to just be good business. And but the hippies and freaks there in Hollywood are all worked up over it. And they basically say that Bank of America is guilty if a Remington gun is used in an attack.
Right. All right, we're gonna call it quits for this segment when we come back. I will say this to close out this segment. That there's you accompany the column with a photo of Ashley Judd and Morgan Freeman both pointing handguns at adversaries in movies. We'll be back right after this. Good heavens.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second.
If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering six big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a two-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine washable and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a four-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Indeed you are. Remember, armedandresponsible.com. This promotion ends on the 25th. Five of you will win a $1,000 check from the USCCA to buy that Kimber Micro with the laser grip and get the extra ammo completely free. Wow, would I love to see somebody in New York win this thing. Good heavens. Not to diss anybody else, but it just would be fun to see somebody in New York win this thing. All right? And you can. Armedandresponsible.com. Instantly lock in your five free chances. It's that simple. Enter in seconds. It's free. Go get it and have at it. Also, make sure to check out all of our sponsors, please. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. You'll see them scrolling across the bottom. Just click the logo as they move by and jump over to their sites. Boondocks Training and survival kit and gear, all kinds of great fun stuff that is me and you approved.
That's why it's on the program. If I like it, I know you'll love it, all right, because I've got everything that's on there. That's the way it's supposed to be. All right, we're going to wrap up this hour with AWR Hawkins talking a little bit about Oklahoma. This, to me, is a bothersome story, AWR, for a number of different reasons. What I'm talking about, and I'll read your headline because it says it all, Oklahoma Governor Buck's NRA vetoes bill to eliminate concealed carry permit requirement. And honestly, we could have left out Buck's the NRA and just said Oklahoma governor vetoes bill to eliminate concealed carry requirement permit, and I think the impact would be the same. Here's why. Because this was an opportunity for a Republican governor, Fallon, Mary Fallon is a Republican, to make a statement and a bold statement at a time when her own party, her own president, and the right to bear arms are under vicious assault. Oklahoma, you're a free state. What do you think happened here? What's the logic behind this?
Well, I mean, I don't think there is any logic. I think she caved. I think, Oklahoma Bureau of Investigation, this is what the Republican representative said. This is not me. They said, well, these people make a lot of money renewing permits and doing different things. And I think that always goes into this, and that's sad. But I think a governor like Fallon is thinking about, well, how much money would we lose? What's the bottom line on that? And the problem with this move, though, you knew that she knew that she had really screwed gun owners. You knew that she knew she had done it because she introduced her veto by talking about her strong support by the Second Amendment. You know, it's just more of the same sick blah, 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 blah. What she basically did is guaranteed. If you're in Oklahoma and you want to exercise the Second Amendment, you can do it once you get a permit from your government. Now, I don't know how far down the road you are in Oklahoma from having to get a permit to exercise your First Amendment rights or your Third Amendment rights. I don't know where you are on that. But on your Second Amendment rights, your government says you can't do them. Your governor does, excuse me. You can't do those rights without a permit.
Imagine if we needed a permit if we got pulled over by law enforcement to be able to exercise our Fourth Amendment rights. I want you to think about this.
Right.
Not crazy. It's a great analogy. It really is a super analogy. I'm glad you brought that up regarding first and third. Let's go to fourth, too. You get pulled over for speeding. Officer walks up to your vehicle. How are you today? You know, the reason I stopped you was you were doing 55 and a 45.
Right.
So your driver's license and registration and your Fourth Amendment permit, please. I don't have a Fourth Amendment permit. Fine. Get out of the car. I'm going to search your vehicle. Well, no, you're not. You don't have your permit. I'm going to search your vehicle. It's the same thing. It's the exact same thing. AWR, this, okay, the money aspect of this from the permit, I don't want to believe that Fallon looked at that as a deal breaker, because when you look at the entire state budget and you look at the entire state population, while there are hundreds of thousands of permit holders, it is minuscule. But yes, it's not a drop in the bucket. It's in the millions of dollars. But do you think it was directly financially related?
Well, I'm just saying that of the law enforcement that opposed it, Republican sponsors of this legislation in the House, one of them was very vocal in saying, "Look, law enforcement opposes this because they're going to lose money."
Right. Okay. No, there's a lot of truth to that. We know that.
And so let's go that way. And so I'm just saying, I bet law enforcement had some sway with the governor. I'll just put it that way. But the bottom line is she really just stomped on gun owners. That's what it boils down to. And, you know, I've done a piece at Breitbart off FBI numbers for Wyoming, Alaska, and Arizona. After those three states did away with their permit system, And what happened in all three states? Murders with handguns dropped. So, see, there's no argument that can be made. There's no argument, safety or otherwise, that can be made to oppose doing away with the concealed carry permit. And philosophically, there's no argument that can be made that supports it. It supports the permitting system because it puts the government between the people and their freedom. And so Fallon had a perfect opportunity here to say, look, I'm not just going to say I'm conservative. I'm going to prove it. And she choked.
That's the bigger point. That's the bigger point here. She had an opportunity, as I was commenting before, as the segment opened, she had an opportunity in a time where our Second Amendment rights are under vicious attack. Let me quote what she said in part of her veto statement, and you referenced it. She said, and I quote, "I believe the firearms laws we currently have in place are effective, appropriate, and minimal. Oklahoma is a state that respects the Second Amendment. As governor, I have signed both concealed carry and open carry legislation. I support the right to bear arms," and here comes the kicker, "and own a pistol, a rifle, and a shotgun myself." Now, that there begs the question. If that statement, if there's truth to that statement, if she believes in that conviction, I mean literally believes it, it's in her. This is what I believe. She would not have, in my estimation, would not have vetoed that bill. Here's why. Because the Second Amendment is under vicious attack today. As a Republican, she knows that this was her opportunity to say, you know what? Like Hornady and the rest of the gun makers that are bailing on, it's not going to happen in my state. No, I trust my people to carry firearms. Because guess what, Governor? The same criminals who aren't getting permits are still carrying guns. Go ahead.
No, you're exactly right. You know, I don't know what to say. You have to have a permit to carry a gun in Illinois. How's that worked out in Chicago? You have to have a permit to carry a gun in California. I don't know how many robberies they're having daily in San Francisco. You know, you have to get a permit. You have to get a document from the state in Illinois and California just to own a gun.
Right.
Then another permit to carry. So all of that, how's that working out? So, you know, she is going down the road of California and Illinois. That's the bottom line. And any claim to be conservative or pro-gun, it's sketchy at best.
She would have supported it right out of the box. There would have been no question. She wouldn't have let people go down the road. Okay. Now, this thing... Real quick.
I could have asked you blindly, Mark, if you were governor, you had the chance to sign that bill or not. You wouldn't even have to answer because I know your conviction. You'd have signed it in a heartbeat. And that tells you something about her. The fact that I can't trust her to do it tells me all I need to know about her.
That's why Americans can't stand politicians and their numbers are in the gutter in the toilet. AWR Hawkins, Breitbart News at AWR Hawkins. Thank you, sir, for everything that you do. Great hour with you, as usual. When we come back in the next hour, it's a roundtable with George the Mad Ogre Hill. You know George. Ooh, and we're also going to give out a Grilling While Armed recipe because guess what? It's that time of year, and I had the Lang barbecue smoker cranking. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms. Didn't mean to forget you there. We'll be back after this. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom.
On Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back," and then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.